Amen. If you would turn to the book, amen, the Old Testament, amen, writings of Exodus. Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Amen. We're going to look at, amen, chapter 20. And we're going to begin at verse 21. When you find it, amen, just say amen. 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 Exodus chapter 20. And we're going to begin at verse 20. Amen. Exodus 20, verse 20, reads as follows. Moses said to the people, "Don't fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin." So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. The King James Version reads as follows. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not." And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we come this morning as humble as we know how. Lord, thanking you for another opportunity to be amongst the land of the living. Father God, first of all, we ask you to forgive us for our sins that we've committed, that we knew of, and Father God, those that we knew not. Lord God, we ask you right now to just be with us in this hour. Lord God, give us leadership and guidance in all of our endeavors. Father God, we pray that, Lord, that you would anoint my voice, and Lord, you would give me exactly what you would have for the people to receive on today. Father God, there's so much going on in our country, Lord, in our state, in our cities, in our county, Lord God, even in our homes. Lord God, we pray you in our homes in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we open our business up that our business would be your business, and Father God, that you would take care of our business. Lord God, we thank you for Jesus Christ who hung, bled, and died on the cross that we might receive salvation. Lord God, we pray for Orange Chapel Church, Father God, and all that it's made up of. We thank you for the spirit of praise that you've allowed to abound in this house. Father God, we thank you for healing that takes place in this house, restoration, Father God, and deliverance that takes place in this church. Father God, as we travel to our various destinations, Lord God, we thank you for the traveling grace that you've blessed us with. Lord God, we just pray your spirit within us. Father God, that the spirit man would grow and the fleshly man would die. Lord God, we just give you praise and glory for who you are. Now, Lord God, as I stand in John's shoes this morning and deliver that in which you have allowed me to, Father God, I ask for preaching grace. Give me clarity of thought, Father God. Dip me down into the deep treasures of your word, that what I say today may help somebody along the way. Lord God, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we thank you today. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I do pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Let's give the Lord another great hand clap of praise, church. Amen. I'm just thankful to God for the word on today. We coming from the Old Testament writings, Exodus chapter 20, verses 21 and 20 and 21. Amen. Again, the Bible says, Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin." So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. Amen. I believe that this is going to be a mighty word for you today. Amen. It may not be a run and jump and turn cartwheel sermon, but I just believe that it's going to help somebody today. For those of you who take notes or keep up with what, amen, we talk about, amen, if you would write down these words, amen. I'll be preaching from the subject today. Amen. Embrace the darkness. Embrace. Embrace the darkness. Amen. My brothers and sisters, amen, I just count it a great privilege and honor to be able to stand before you on today and preach this message. Amen. If we were to be honest with ourselves this morning, we've all faced times of darkness. Amen. No matter who you are, woman, boy, man, woman, girl, whatever you are, amen, you've experienced times of darkness. And if some of us were to be quite honest with ourselves this morning, amen, we may be in a time of darkness right now. Are y'all going to pray with me today? Times of darkness come to all of us. Amen. We may experience tragic and inexplainable losses in our lives. Some of us have lost things that we can't even explain. Amen. Some of us in times of darkness, amen, we deal with confusion. Anybody deal with confusion? Amen. Or failure. Amen. Rejection. Or for some of us, my brothers and sisters, even spiritual emptiness. Amen. You try to get your praise on and there's no praise. You try to say amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and it just won't come out. We've all been in times, my brothers and sisters, that we could name them as dark times, where we felt like we were merely in darkness. Now the question is our responses, amen, in these moments often is the product of our previous encounters with God. Amen. The way we react to what we're going through, amen, sometimes gives us a picture of the way we reacted in times before. Y'all gonna pray with me this morning? If we've developed trust in God in the light, then we'll embrace Him in the darkness. Can I say that one more time? If we have developed trust in God in the light. See, some of us have been in good times. Amen. When the sun was shining and everything, all the trees were blooming and producing fruit in our lives. Amen. And we were able to trust God in those times. But my brothers and sisters, even some of us, when God is blessing us, we don't trust Him. Oh, I knew that would shut everything down right there, because many people believe that they pulled themselves up by their own bootstraps. Amen. But if we've developed a trust in God in the light, then we'll embrace Him in the darkness. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, we'll even embrace the darkness as His path for us. See, none of us want to go through the valley. But my brothers and sisters, sometimes to get to the mountaintop, you got to go through the valley. Sometimes enjoy the good times and to truly embrace the good times, we have to go through the bad times. And in order to get to the richer, we have to go through the poor. In order to enjoy and fully appreciate the health, we have to go through sickness. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? This is supposed to be easier than this morning. But Moses had just come down from the mountain and delivered the Ten Commandments to the people. That's where we are, my brothers and sisters. He had just come down from the mountain and delivered the Ten Commandments to the people. The message didn't come by email. It didn't come by Facebook. It didn't come in an inbox. Amen. It didn't come by text message. It didn't come by airmail or smoke signal. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? It wasn't a telephone call. But lightning struck. Thunder boom, y'all got to go back and read this, amen. I don't have time to read the whole thing, but lightning was flashing. The thunder was rolling, amen. Trumpets blared, and the thick smoke, it surrounded the mountain and blotted out the sun. Can I tell you something this morning? Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, when the Lord is talking, Amen. He got to shut everything else down. See, only one sun can shine at one time. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Amen. When God began to speak, the sun, amen, couldn't even shine because God was talking. Amen. When you look back, amen, when Jesus Christ was on the old rugged cross, the Bible says that it was so dark you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. It got completely black. So when the S-O-N, amen, is talking, when the S-O-N is right, sometime the S-S-U-N can't shine. Are y'all going to pray with me? The lightning struck and the trumpets blared, amen. And all of these things were going on. The people, my brothers and sisters, the people cowered down at the magnificent and terrifying display of the majesty of God. And they insisted that Moses talk to them. They didn't want to hear God's voice because they thought they would die. See, the people knew, my brothers and sisters, amen, what shape they were in. Amen. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, when the Lord begins to talk, amen, we don't want to go where he is. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Now, I love the writing here because it says that, so the people stood afar off. The people stood afar off. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, when the Lord starts talking, we start running. When God began to speak, amen, some of us is too much for us to handle. Have you ever been? I ran from the Lord when he called me to preach. He called me to preach a long time before I went because I ran. Amen? Amen. Then he had to tell me if I didn't preach, he was going to take me out. I'm going to leave that alone. Moses, though, he wasn't terrified. His experiences with God at the burning bush. See, Moses had some experiences with God when the bush was burning. Amen. And God began to speak to him through a burning bush. Amen. He was ready, amen, for the voice of God because he had experienced God speaking. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we get into situations and we forget that God has already spoken to us on several occasions. And instead of walking and embracing what he's doing, then we begin to run. Because it looks bad. Are y'all going to pray with me? Nobody wants to go through the storm. How many of us really want to go through? You know what? When you look at this picture and God begins to talk to them, there's a mountain. The mountain is thundering. It's lightning. How many of y'all, when it thunders at your house real loud? Whoa. Start the lightning. Don't get in that bathtub. Don't get in that tub. Don't run no water. That lightning will strike you, y'all. Get out that window. That lightning will get you. Can you imagine? But my brothers and sisters, sometimes the message of God will come from some places that you and I don't understand. God was speaking out of the thunder, out of the lightning, out of the rain, out of the cloud. The cloud was on the ground, so that was a tornado. Y'all know how we act when there's a tornado. Tornado warning 100 miles away and we getting in the closet. Y'all get in the closet. Get in the closet. But Moses. See, Moses had situations in his life where he had spoken to God. Well, God had spoken to him. Amen. And my brothers and sisters, you and I have had situations in our lives where we've talked to God. And sometimes when it doesn't look like, amen, what we think it ought to look like, then we'll cower down. Ooh, I don't know. But my Bible tells me that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. Amen. He may not speak to you in the way that you want him to speak to you. He may not even speak to you through who you want him to speak to you through. I sat under pastor for 3 years and I didn't want to sit under, but God spoke to me through him. He'll use whoever and whatever he has to. Amen. To get your attention. Amen. Sometimes the thunder has to roll. Sometimes the lightning has to flash. In order for us to understand. Sometimes it has to get real dark. Amen. I talked to a brother recently. And he had had encounters in prison. And he said every time I'd get thrown into the hole. He said I just go in there with the word of God. Man, I wouldn't even eat. I wouldn't even take my food. And I just go in and I would talk to God. And he said, every time it never failed, but 3 days later they come in and they double and triple my food. Y'all gonna pray with me? He said, because I spent time with the Lord in a dark place by myself. Amen. None of us want to go through the darkness, but sometimes God will speak to us through the darkness. Let's take the example here of Moses. Everybody else ran from it. Everybody else got away from it. Amen. Can you imagine trumpet sound and boom, boom, lightning? Oh, we didn't want no Moses. You go. And Moses said, don't look. Come on, y'all. I'll get close. And y'all, Moses had made some mistakes in his life, but he didn't retreat from God speaking. He embraced the darkness. Oh. I wish it was nighttime and turn the lights off. He will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. Let me tell you something. You know, how many of y'all can walk around in your house in the dark? I can walk around my house. I got a big old bed. It's made out of a real tree. I mean, I remember when they cut it down. It take two men, grown men, strong men, to just move my headboard. And can you imagine stumping your toe on a tree? But see, I know I turn the light off, get ready to go to bed. I know I take three steps, and then I'm right there at that first corner, bed post at the footboard. So I put my hand on, I slide on around it. Then I take two more steps, and then there's another, and I slide on around it. And I always leave. I got a Bible right there by my bed. I don't have a pistol, but I got a Bible right there by my bed, right under the edge. But sometimes I have it sticking out, so I don't trip over it. See, I know where everything is. In the darkness, I know where everything is. And when you have a relationship with God, you can walk in the dark. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. We have to embrace the darkness. Sometimes I don't need a light in my own house. Matter of fact, I can go to the bathroom with no light, Brother Ron. Amen. I live in an old house, so sometimes when the house settles a little bit, you know, I got a little piece of paper that I stick in the door. Because sometimes my lock get off and I can't lock the door. It's a little piece of paper that, y'all know what I'm talking about. I can even take the paper out, drop it on the floor, come back in the dark, pick it up, put it back in, and slide on around the bed. I told you that's too much information, wasn't it? The pastor house must be raggedy. No, it's just old. It ain't raggedy. It settles a little bit from time to time. But see, Moses, he wasn't terrified because he had experienced God at the burning bush in his confrontations with Pharaoh. I'm in your Bible. At the Red Sea, when God provided water from the rock, the folks was tripping out. The children of Israel, they just were complaining. But Moses knew, amen, that God would speak sometime even in darkness, amen? As well as the manna and the quail that fell from the sky and on the mountain the very day that all convinced him that God was trustworthy no matter what circumstances he faced. He knew that even in darkness, amen, that he can embrace the darkness and still be all right. His faith in God was so strong that when the people backed away from the darkness, Moses moved toward it. Y'all gonna pray with me this morning? I guess this ain't what y'all wanted me to serve today. Amen. But even when the people moved back from the darkness, Moses moved toward it because he was convinced. It wasn't no booger man. Wasn't no monster. Man, it wasn't no, what everybody, zombies? Wasn't no tornado? Wasn't no witches, warlocks, demons? But he was convinced that it was God. Are y'all going to pray with me? Now, are you convinced, my brothers and sisters, that God is speaking to you even in the darkness. And Moses, my brothers and sisters, wanted to connect with God. Amen. He wanted to connect with God no matter what the circumstances looked like. I know it's clouds on the ground. I know that the trumpets are sounding. I know that the lightning is flashing. And I know that all y'all scared, but I want to get closer to him. Question is, my brothers and sisters, in darkness, are you listening for his voice? Or are you looking, amen, for him to give direction? And the reason why I wanted to preach this sermon and embrace the darkness is because we have a sister, amen, that just left us. And she's going into a dark situation. But I want her to be encouraged. And I want you all to know that God, that we have to embrace the darkness. And God can speak in darkness because he did it here in the Old Testament. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Amen. Even though it don't look pretty, even though it's not what we thought it be, it's still God. Amen. Some of the worst times in my life have been the best times because God was truly able to speak to me because he set me down. Amen. When the storm comes, we don't stop in the storm. We keep driving through the storm. Amen. Amen. And when we get out of the storm, we can look back and those who stopped in the storm are still in the storm and we're so far ahead. Amen. We have victory, amen, through the storm, but we have to listen to God. Some of us, my brothers and sisters, wouldn't know the goodness of God in regards to relationships if we hadn't had problems in our relationship. But when we put our business, amen, when we gave God our business and told him what was going on in our relationship in darkness. Anybody been through some dark times in your relationship? But when you listen to God in those dark times, look what he did. He brought you out. And you ended up stronger than you were before. In your finances, when your finances were dark. Amen. When you began to listen to God. Amen. And you began to give to God. And you began to bless the house of the Lord. And you began to do what the book has told us. When you begin to listen to God with your in regards to your finances, didn't God step in? Hallelujah, church. Some of you wouldn't even know he was a healer unless you got sick. Some of you can testify today that he's a healer. Amen. How do you know? Because I got sick. It was dark, but he began to talk to me and said, by my stripes, you're healed. Claim it. Man, where is our faith, my brothers and sisters? Amen. He'll never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. Amen. We have to practice 100% faith. Amen. Some of us didn't recognize what true freedom really was until the Lord had to set us down and put us in jail somewhere. Don't back away when it begins to thunder and when it begins to lightning. Amen. James chapter 1, amen, verse 2. Reads as follows. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work. Hallelujah. That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hallelujah, church. Amen. Count it all joy. Amen. When you fall into divers temptations, that means that, amen, my brothers and sisters, when you're going through the darkness, count it all joy. Celebrate. Amen. It's hard to celebrate, amen, when the lights are off. Hallelujah. But God is real. My brothers and sisters, we also, I want to share this before I take my seat this morning. When we experience darkness, my brothers and sisters, we'll back away from it if our faith is weak. But we'll move into it. If our faith has been strengthened by years of experience in seeing God's faithfulness, his grace, and his power. Amen? Amen. Our faith, my brothers and sisters, our faith has been tested, amen. And those of us that have had experiences and things that have gone on in our lives, my brothers and sisters, we ought to be able to listen to God even in the dark times. Amen? I realize that we're in a dark time right now because we feel like we've lost our sister, but we haven't lost a sister. Amen. I realize that we feel like we're in darkness because our finances may not be where we think they ought to be. Amen. Our relationship with God may not be where it ought to be, but when God starts talking, no matter what it looks like, I want us to do like Moses. I want us to get closer to God. Don't be like the people and move away from God. Amen. No matter what it looks like, embrace it. Amen. I've come to a point in my life, Tony, where I embrace the darkness. Amen. I get excited when stuff gets scary looking. Amen. I get excited when people start saying things about me. Oh, I'm in darkness. Guess what? I don't care what they say. I embrace it because I know that God is at work and I listen for his voice. Oh, yeah. Y'all going to pray with me? Amen. Romans verse 8, chapter 8. Amen. In verse 35 says, who shall separate us? Hallelujah. Embrace the darkness. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? And then you jump down to verse 37. It says, ye in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. My brothers and sisters, I don't care how dark it gets, we are more than conquerors. Amen. And our God is bigger than any darkness that we are going through. As a matter of fact, when we get in the darkness, he's going to begin to speak to us. Hallelujah. And he's going to lead us every step of the way. My brothers and sisters, I believe that there are a few examples. Amen. Tony, I'm fixing to close. Amen. There are a few examples in our Bibles. Amen. That people were in dark places. Amen. I recall Paul and Silas when they were in prison, when they were in the inner courts of the jail. And if you were in the inner courts of the jail, that means that you were in isolation. But I believe that they begin to preach and they begin to sing, my brothers. They begin to pray out to an almighty God. And in the darkness, my brothers and sisters, when they were locked down and chained, God began to do something. God began to answer those prayers. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the building began to shake and their shackles were loosed. So if things are shaking in your life, hallelujah, and you've been calling out to God, don't be afraid. He just shaking some things off. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Sometimes we have to embrace the darkness. I'm sure when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown in the fiery furnace, my brothers and sisters, they thought things were dark. Amen. Things had to be real dark if you're thrown into a furnace where you're going to be killed. Amen. But even, amen, in the darkness, they trusted God. They said, you don't even have to throw us in. We're going to walk in. I don't recall, amen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fighting at all. They embraced the darkness. They said, if you're going to kill us, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So if you got to throw us in, throw us in. The Bible says that even those that took him in caught on fire. But I don't see Shadrach, Meshach, or Abednego. I don't see him retreating at all. I see him walking right into the darkness. Amen. Trusting and believing and having faith that God was going to deliver them. And they knew if he didn't deliver them, then they were going to be present with him. Are y'all going to pray with me? And then the Bible says that somebody looked in and said, wait, didn't we throw three in? Oh, I see four. And somebody said that the fourth one looked like Jesus. Are y'all going to pray with me? He got hair like sheep wool and his skin looks like polished brass. He has eyes that look like fire. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Sometimes when it get dark in our lives, my brothers and sisters, we have to embrace the darkness. Are y'all going to pray with me? I remember when I was a little boy, I was real scary. Hallelujah. And almost every night I'd have nightmares. And I call out to mama. Oh, mama, is somebody in here? Are y'all going to pray with me? It's a sad thing to be scary. Hallelujah. But I was a scary kid. But one time my mama said, boy, ain't nothing going to bother you. Ain't nobody going to mess with you. Matter of fact, ain't nothing in this closet. She opened up the closet and she walked in. She said, ain't nothing in here, boy. Get up out of the bed. Look under the bed. Ain't nothing under this bed. You're going to be all right. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. Then she brought me a little Bible in there. And she said that God will protect you no matter what. Are y'all going to pray with me? If I were to be honest with y'all, sometimes things still get a little bit scary. But mama planted a seed when I was just a little boy. She said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. She said, just put this Bible underneath the side of your bed, and he will take care of you. And I can tell y'all this Sunday morning, that when I began to trust in the word of the Lord, hallelujah, I've never been scared another day in my life. Are y'all going to pray with me? I still have that Bible underneath the side of my bed. I got my own family. I have my own children. I'm even a pastor of a church. But when it get dark in my house, I can get up with no lights on, because he lead and guided me every step of the way. He walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I'm his own. Is there anybody here, no matter what's going on in your life, if things get dark, we're going to embrace the darkness? Ain't God all right? Because in the dark, the devil can't see what's going on. Are y'all going to pray with me? I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. That I serve a mighty God. We don't need the lights on. He'll come see about me late in the midnight hour. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. Embrace the darkness. Because in darkness, my God can speak. My God can move. My God can deliver. My God can set free. My God can save. Ain't God all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? If you don't want to be honest, you stand on your feet this morning and say to yourself, when things were dark, Jesus was my light. He's a lamp unto my feet. He's a light unto my path. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he can speak in the darkness. You can lie on me, but he'll speak in the darkness. You can scandalize my name, but he'll speak in the darkness. You can put me in jail, but he'll speak in the darkness. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. You can take all my money, but he'll speak in the darkness. Hallelujah. You can take my family. Just ask Job. He'll speak in the darkness. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Yet will I trust him. Ain't God all right? Is there anybody here that's in darkness this morning? I want you to know that he will deliver. He will set free. Hallelujah. 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 Turn the lights off. I'm going to still praise him. Turn the lights off. I'm going to still glorify him. Turn the lights off. I'm going to still preach. I'm going to still teach. I'm going to still sing. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Hallelujah. Stop running. Stop running. It's time to embrace. It's time to embrace the darkness. Because God wants to speak to us, even in darkness. Hallelujah. He's just trying to strengthen our faith this morning, church. Understand that we're more than conquerors. Amen, Brother Taj. Amen. Posted a scripture on his Facebook this week. It's 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7. Said, man looketh at the outward appearance, but God looketh on our heart. He look on the inside. Last time I checked, wasn't no lights on inside my body. He speaks to our hearts. Amen. When man look at all of this stuff, you can look as pretty as you want to. Amen. But God look on the inside. Amen. The stuff that folk can't see. And if that's what he's looking at, my brother, so guess what? He can speak in the darkness. Amen. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me when things don't look so good. Last time I almost had a wreck, I just called out the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's who I called. I called on Jesus. It was dark outside, and he answered. He said, pull it to the right. He'll speak to us in darkness. Hallelujah. He'll do it. Man, when I'm confused, He speaks to me. Hallelujah. Embrace the darkness, church. Don't be like the children of Israel that ran in fear. You know why they were scared? Because they knew how messed up they were. But Moses was just as, he had just as much going on as they did. He embraced it. It said he drew close. God is speaking to you. It's time to move close to His word. Don't be afraid. Submit to Him. He'll work it out for you no matter what it is, no matter how dark it looks, church. I, the flesh part of me, I'm so upset and I'm so hurt about what happened with Jade because I was there. See, you weren't there. I was there. I was in the courtroom when the verdict came down. But my message to all of us and my message to her this morning is embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace it and listen to God talk. Sometimes the Lord puts us in situations and puts us in places where He's the only person that we can rely on. We've been relying on friends. We've been relying on people for too long. It's time for us to trust God. My brothers and sisters, I have to trust Him every day because if I didn't trust God to give me a word, I wouldn't know what to say to you guys. We have to trust Him. We got to trust God. And when He pulls us out of our comfort zone, it wasn't comfortable for them to stand there and look at the thunder and the lightning and the clouds and all of this that looks so bad. But at the end of the blessing, that's where their blessing lie. At the end of the day, their blessing lie within that voice. Within that darkness was a blessing. Let me tell you something. Within your darkness, there's a blessing. Hallelujah. He speaks in the darkness. Believe it. Receive that this morning. If you didn't hear anything else I said, embrace whatever it is, whatever the doctor's report. If the doctor says something crazy, say, okay, God, you trying to tell me something. Amen. If your money is funny and change is strange, say, Lord, trying to tell us something, baby. Let's listen to the Lord. Now we're not going down to the payday loan place. No, God's trying to tell us something. Hallelujah, church. I just gotta keep it real this morning. When your child is acting a fool, that's a dark place. God's trying, when your family turn their back on you, God's trying to talk.